The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Menachas Daf Tezvav. We have in place a conceptual framework that we're able to go back to some of the sugyas that were earlier, which fit into what we've been discussing with Pigel. Again, what we've been trying to clarify, Lagabe Pigel, is that Pigel is not a Machshava Peselis in the Maisa Avoida that the Kohen is doing, that the Shoichit, or that the Koimitz, etc. is doing. But it's a psul that disrupts the whole underlying theme of the carbon, where the carbon has two chalokim. There's the chelik avoidus adam, the avoidus ha'akmitza, and so on. And the chelik of the carbon, which is not the meratzu, not the mechapa, but it's the chelik ha'achilo. That chelik ha'achilo we describe that as being in Pasha Vayikra, Pasha Sa. Vayikra deals more with the ritzu, with the dam. Psulim of Shalai Lishma have to do with a psul in the ritzu, in the Maisa Avoid itself. The psulim of Pigel have to do with the, not the matter as the Maisa Avoido, but the matter insofar as the whole effect on the carbon. The carbon is two parts, the matter and the nitorim, the achilois. The relationship between the two is disrupted by a machshavat for an achila Shalai Kedin, which is done in the Mizgeret, in the context of the Maisa Avoida. The Maisa Matir, that's why it has to be the whole Matir. There's a Gemara in Daf Tes earlier, where the Gemara talks about Machlokes of Yochanan or Shlokish. What about, there's a Kmitza of the carbon. So again, there's two Chalokim of the carbon Mincho, like there's two Chalokim of the carbon of the Zevach. There's the Chelik Avoida, the Kmitza, which the Kmitza has the Kmitza, the Kabbalah and the Klishores, the Hilocho, and Akhtar Gamim Zek, that's Matir, the Chelik, that's Nechal, Ayde, the Kahan. Same way as in the carbon, it has Shchit, Kabbalah, Hilocho, Zvika, and the Dam. Is Matir then the Achilah, the Akhtar Semurim, the Achilas Bailim, the Achilas Krayanim, and so on. That's the two Chalokim of the carbon. So what happens, let's say you have the Shiraim and the Mincha, after the carbon is separated, the rest of the carbon, Lachar is not Likuvah. Why is the rest of the carbon not likuva? Because we have a klal that only the avodah sadam or the kmitza. Let's say if kahanim never get around to eating it, or even if there's no achilas mizbeach, that's not makim in the carbon. Still, there's a halacha in the mincha that even though it does not make a difference by a regular carbon where the emurim went, there's a halacha that emurim that the the shirayim of the carbon mincha that are nechsar between the koimitz and between the haktara, what happens after haktara doesn't make a difference. It's not ma'akev in the ritz of the carbon. But if it's nechzer bein kmitza la haktara, Rabbi Yochanan holds that there's a problem. So the Gemara says in Daf Tesam and Alf, itma shirayim shechos mei kmitza la haktara, Rabbi Yochanan ma makter koimitz aleihem, v'eshlok yishoma ein makter koimitz aleihem. Rabbi Yochanan, we understand. Rabbi Yochanan says that it can be makter koimitz because that chelik of the mincha is already the shirayim. It's already the shirayim. What happens to the shirayim is not ma'akiv. Rish Lakish holds no. Rish Lakish holds that the chelik ha shirayim, if it's nismayit, if it's nechzar bein kmitza laktor, is a problem. And we have to give another background. There's a machlokes between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eleza. Machlokes tanoim discussed. It's Zvachim, it's in Mi'ilo, it's in Psochim. Since we said that the Chelik HaRitzui, which is Ma'akim and the Yotzi, the Chavos of a carbon, is only the Chelik of Adam, what happens, Lagabe, whether there's a Maisa, Achilas Mizbeach, Akhtar Semurim, Achilas Odom, if the Kahanim eat, if the Bailam eat, all that is not Ma'akim, the carbon, when it's coarse, it's Meratz, it's Mechaper, and so on. Yotzi, the Chavos. But, Lamaisa, inherent in a carbon is that it's two Chalokim. There's two chalokim in the carbon. There's the chelik adam, there's the chelik habosa. And the Gemara learns out of a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh where the Torah puts together habosa v'hadam. The Gemara learns out, according to Rabbi Shua, im ein bosa ein dam. Even though we know that the chelik habosa is not ma'akiv, but the chelik adam has to be completed, creating a dynamic of a heter of achilas bosa. That means that if the carbon was shechted, Yisrael, Kohen, whoever it is, shechted the carbon. And as the Kohen is going towards the Mizbeach, all the Basa was destroyed. It was nevad. It was nitma. It was yotza from the mechitzas where it can't be eaten. If all the basas rendered unfit to be eaten, all the emurim, all the basas, nothing is left. There's no achilas left to be done on that carbon. Then the chelik adam is possible. The chelik adam is the only chelik that's ma'akiv. Why is the chelik abas the same way if you don't have to eat befoil? Nothing has to be eaten of the carbon. Li'ikuva. If after the zrika it all happened, yeah. It's only a problem if it happened after the achila, after the zrikas adam. But the zrikas adam, the chelik adam, the first chelik of the carbon, has to create a dynamic of matir menitarm. It has to be matal achil. If there's nothing there, that's a distortion of what the carbon is. The carbon is the chelik adam, and it's the chelik ko achila. We'll add, Rabbi Hirsch says in his pirush, and that's really what pigel is that in Yiddish kairosa, there's the chelik ha-prishus, and then there's the chelik also of, there's the chelik of staying away from that which is not ratzon habayim, there's the chelik also of learning that a person can eat l'shem shemayim, he can live in olam hazeh, and he can live in olam hazeh, he can be mala olam hazeh to olam habo. So, the chelik that's li'kuva is the chelik of serving the Rebbeinu Shem, not being over any halachas, and doing the mitzvahs that are incumbent on us. But if a person doesn't do mitzvahs, if a person doesn't learn Torah and keep mitzvahs and daven and work on himself in order to reach a state where he could live in Olam Hazeh for the Rebbeinu Shem or with the Rebbeinu Shem, then it's really a distortion of what Yiddishkeit is. Yiddishkeit is not something is not something that's supposed to be Torah mitzvahs, is not supposed to be extra reality. It's supposed to be something that's supposed to transform reality. If it doesn't have the koyach, if our learning and our davening and our mitzvahs and our ma'asim tovim don't have the koyach to transform our us, that now we can eat a regular everyday lunch, l'shem shemayim, we can't go to work and we can't do that for the Rebbeinu Shem, then it has no mashmos. It hasn't really changed us as people. It's maybe done for us that we're not people. We're living in the world of kedusha. We're not living in the quote-unquote real world. But if we want Torah mitzvahs to be effective, then it has to be brought down into the level of transforming everything we do. So well, the carbon, go back. The carbon, the chelik adam, the chelik etzmeratza, the chelik kapor and ritzui, has to have an inner dynamic of being matter to the carbon. That's why a distortion of eating the carbon, which is a distortion of the chelik ha'achilo, destroys the chelik adam. The two have to go together. That's what you see. This also has to do with the idea of pigel. The shita of Rabbi Shua, that a main bosa in Dam, Rabbi Lazar argues, we pass in a main bosa in Dam, if there is no bosa, b'shas, there's no bosa, there's no emurim, b'shas, the materium of the Dam, then the carbon is possible. The materium of the Dam are meaningless, the Dam does not create, does not affect the ritzu, the kapara of the carbon. Going back to Rabbi Yechim and Rish Lakish holds that if the Shirayim anechsa, even though by bosa of a korban, one kezayis of bosa, one kezayis of emurim is enough to say that the dam has mashmos, has meaning, it's meaningful, and that's, it does create a ritzui. But by the mincha, the whole mincha is one thing, and the whole mincha has to be intact, and if not, then the kmitza can't be hooked out. The kar mincha has no mashmos. So Yechon argues, he says that the ritzui is a ritzui, but he does hold, Yechon is masking to Rish Lakish, that lamaisa, that ritzui does not create an actual heter achila. The basar is there, so to speak, the shirayim are there, but there is lemaisa no heter achil, the kahanim will not be able to eat from that carbon mincha. So the Gemara Daf Yud Beis wants to know if lemaisa we say that shirayim shenechzeru of a carbon mincha don't anymore have the full shleimus of the dover hanechal, does not become mutter al yidei the haktoras hakmitza, even according to Rabbi Yechon we just said. Do we now say that the haktoras hamincha does not create anything in that shirayim? What happens, Lamoshal, if that Haktoras HaMincha was done now with a Machsheves Pigel? Does it now create, the same way normally the Matir is Matir the shirayim? So if the Matir was done with a Machsheva, Chutz L'Zman, Chutz L'Mkhayme, it creates a Pigel effect, it creates an anti-Matir, an anti-Achilo, that it becomes a Dovah Shiyesh Boichi of Chorus, in the Bosor, in the Dovah Dvar Manecholim of the Carbon. Do we say that? We say no. And since now this haktorah has no mashmos legabe being a matir, legabe creating a chalois niter in the chelek hanechal of the korban, so this also will not be created. The Gemara says also, the same idea is true, the dvar manecholim of a korban, after there's a heter achila, lamaisin, there's no me'ilo. They're not mu'ud l'kodesh anymore. They're meant to be eaten by the kahanim, by the bailim. So what do we have to say about, the chelek ha-shirayim when the shirayim was nechsar? There won't be a heter achila. So if there's no heter achila, that means that it wasn't yotzav midei korban the chelek of the gavoya. It can't be eaten. It didn't go out of the tchum yet of a korban which only has tzarech legavoy. It can't be used. It can't be eaten by the kahanim. If it can't be eaten by the kahanim, so then it has milo. We say no. We say that the matir created a niter effect that it was yotze mechlal the chelek hagavoy. It's not anymore a chelek of something that's put on the mizbeach. And lamaise is yotze de milo. The same idea, the Gemara compares a machloikis between the tanoim, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yeshua. What happens if you have basar, which was yotza from a korban, chutz l'mechitza? That means, let's say, basar kachim kalam can only be eaten in Yerushalayim, it left Yerushalayim, but basar kachim kadoshim can only be eaten in Azor, it left Azor. Do we say that the zrikas hadam, which normally is matir the basar, is not matir this basar? Now, the basar will be also to be eaten. The basar will be also to be eaten because it left its mechitza. But do we say be'etzem that the basar is still part of the korban, that it becomes its yotze mechdei me'ilo? We say no. It still is part of the korban insofar as me'ilo is concerned. The Gemara is back and forth. And then all that are different stardom in how to look at the relationship between the matirim and the nitar, mamish in the context that we said legabe pigel, the two chalokim of the korban. And if something is not going to be mutter befoil as part of the korban, so then it's yotze mechlal the mechanism, which is in every korban of matir nitar. The chelek adam, the chelek haritzah, the chelek haparah, with the chelek hanitorim, the chelek, which is yorad me'al ha-mizbeach, and it's meant to be eaten. It's not the chelek haritzui. Do we say that the relation between those two is severed? Or we say, no, there's still a relation between those two parts of the korban insofar as being mafkim de me'ilo, insofar as creating a chalos shem pigel is concerned. That's the chakiris of the Gemara. Whenever we meet up with something where there's a zrikas adam which is meratza, which is mechapa, yotzi dechavose, but there's no heter achila, it always brings to mind the din of zrikas shaloi b'mkayma. And that's what we're dealing with over here. According to Rabbi Yochanan, we're describing by nechsa shirayim ben kmitza laktoro, where the haktorah is still meratza, it's mechape, but it does not create a heter achila. What does that mean, that there's no heter achila? Isn't it part of every carbon, like we're saying, men, basa, and dam, there's no heter achila? If there's no heter achila, so then the ritzui of the dam is not a ritzui. No. We find that azrika shaloi b'mkoyma, azrika, let's say, of carbonis, with azrika has to be on the top part of the mizbech, it's on the bottom, the whole sugi is in zvochim. Mishnah Dav Chavov tells us that there's a din of zrikas shaloi b'mkoyma where the dam is meratza, but it does not create a heter achilu, which is very conceptual, is very problematic. A ritzui dam without a heter achilu, is it zrikas shaloi? You could say that zrikas shaloi b'mkoyma, it's as if you didn't spritz the blood, so then it shouldn't be meratza. But if it is meratza, that means that the zrikas shaloi b'mkoyma is kibum koyma. If it's kibum koyma, so why is it not matter achilu? So the briskerov, without particularly explaining, just said the Torah was mechadash, a new type of zrika, which is a zrika shaloi b'mkoyma, where it only does one of the effects of a normal zrika. It only is meratza, but it's not matir l'achila. A little bit hard to understand. How do you split one concept that normally can't be split into two, and you split that into two separate things? It's meratza, but it's not, it doesn't create a heter achila. I'd like to share a musig that I heard from Meir Virabi, the Mirror of Shiva, Reb Shmuel Ben Bam Zatzal. He explained that it's not the pshat that Zrika Shaloi B'mkoyma is a quasi-Zrika. He said that Zrika Shaloi B'mkoyma, the Gemara says, the Lashon, the Gemara over there in Dav Chavov and Zvachim is, Shaloi B'mkoyma, Kibim Koyma. That means that the Torah was mechadish, that shaloi b'mkoyim is the same thing. There is a ma'isa zriko, and that the Torah wasn't makbir on which part of the mizbech. What is the musik that's not matal achil? He explained that the chelik ha'achila of the korban, it's not just enough that the ritzui was created. It has to be, in order to create a heter achila, it has to be that first the achila of the mizbeach was the mizbeach was given its due. So to speak, there's the ma'isa, the avoida of the kahanim. The kahanim are spritzing the dam. They're doing the ma'isa zrika. But then besides for the ma'isa avoida that's being done, there's an effect that the mizbeach was nizrak alav dam. It's not so much in the ma'isa, not so much in the ma'isa avoida of the kahanim, but it's more in the effect that it created on the mizbeach. He said that what vice doist exeris akosav is that when the mizbeach didn't get the dam, didn't receive the dam, that means a ma'isa avoida was done of zrika's dam, but the mizbeach that got dam on it shaloi b'mkoyma, you weren't yotza that din, you weren't mekayim that din in the mizbeach. Mitzad the mizbeach, you weren't mekayim the din as in as dam. The ma'isa zrika's dam is there. But the effect on the mizbeach, that the mizbeach got dam, that not, and the achila is an outgrowth, the Gemara says in many places, that the achilas odom, the achilas bailam, kahanim, and so on, is all a spin-off, is all a toitso of the achila of the mizbeach. The achila of the mizbeach wasn't done properly. The ma'isa avoida was done properly, the achila of the mizbeach was not done properly, none of the results of being a matir for Achilas Odom and Achilas and the Haktoras Emor, none of that takes place. We'll give another example. It's maybe Minyan Le'inyan, but the same idea. Taisus and Yuma suggests, there's a din, that all karbonis have to be brought before the karbon tomid shalbein arabayim. Oleo lahashlam kol karbonis kulim. Discussion like Abi Karbon Pesach. What would be, let's say, in violation of this din, a karbon was brought? Somebody's carbon chatas was brought after the carbon tomid was already brought. Taish says on one side that's possible. You're in violation of it. There's no din akrov. There's a din not to bring a carbon. Taish says on one side that the carbon would be kosher, but there wouldn't be any heter achila. That means that the ritzui would take place. There wouldn't be any heter achila legabe achilas kahanu. What would be the split in such a thing? Could be that the idea is the same. A ma'isa avoida was done as a ritzu, as a kapora. As far as the achila getting its due, the mizbeach getting its due, the mizbeach gets its due when things are done kesed. It's a different din. It's not so much mitzad the ma'isa avoida the kahanim, it's mitzad the kium of the seder akrova, kium of the achila of the mizbeach, that you don't have. If that you don't have, samil, there's no heter achila. That maybe would be another din. Over here also, maybe we could shtel to the same musik. Chon ter b'yaychanon, if the Shirayim was separated, if the Kmitza was separated from the Shirayim, so the Kmitza could be brought, and it's Miratza. It's like, if a Chelik of the boss of the Chelik of the Emurim was Nechsar, Bein, Shchita Lezrik, that doesn't make a difference, as long as you have a Kazai. So over here also, it should be enough for the Maisak Torah to be done. Masha'enkin, when we're talking about, is there a Kiyum Din in the Mincha, is the Seder Akrova completed, Kishalatzmim, it's how the Kahanim, they did the Maisav, they were Miratza. They were mechaper for the Bailam. But is the Seder Akrova performed? Was it Niskayim Kishala Atzmoy Kedin? That not. Not so much a din in the Maisavoid, it's a din in the Seder Akrova and the Seder Achilois being performed Kishura. If the Mincha is missing, that's not. So no, there's no Heter Achilo. The same idea.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for Halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.